Can You Sue Your Parents for Malpractice? By Paula Danziger. This book is produced by RNIB.
RNIB, supporting blind and partially sighted people.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
Chapter 1. Lauren, why was the skeleton afraid to cross the road? I pretend I don't hear Linda. She keeps talking anyway. Because he had no guts. It's hard coping with a 10-year-old sister who wants to be a stand-up comic and treats the family as a captive audience for all her routines. It's especially hard while I'm trying to get over a broken heart. Look, I say, would you please go away? I've got to study my Spanish. There's a quiz tomorrow. I flunked the last one, and I got to get an A on this one, or else. Just one more, please, Lauren, then I promise to go. I wonder how many 14-year-olds in the world have to deal with a younger sister determined to take her show on the road. It's not that I don't like her. It's just that my mind's on other things right now. She looks so hurt. I say, oh, okay, but just one more. I really do have to study. You'll see what it's like when you get to 9th grade and have to worry about grades to get into college. She grins. Did you hear the one about the rodent who almost drowned and his brother had to give him mouse-to-mouse resuscitation? Out, I yell. Enough is enough. Linda goes, da-da, da-da-da.